It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Welcome, everybody, to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're taking a look at something special. Now, some people might call it a unicorn bottle because they actually had a unicorn release at one time, but this is coming from Preservation Distillery, and this is part of their Very Old St. Nick series. Very Old St. Nick series. Now, this is the 17-year-old release called the OG. Now, let's give some a little bit of history on it because we've actually reviewed Very Old St. Nick on a Whiskey Quickie before. Definitely wasn't this. It was just part of their other sourced offerings when they were, they had a long history of exporting stuff out of Japan, and that's kind of what kept this brand alive for a very, very long time. They were bottled at one point at a part of KBD, which is Willett. So they have a long history behind these brands. So here is some of the information I could dig up just on this particular bottling. So supposedly, Marcy Palatella, who's the owner of the brand as well as Preservation Distillery, she was buying Stitzel Weller barrels way back in the day and bottling them under Very Old St. Nick in the 90s and shipping them off to Japanese markets. And there are claims that have something, of course, that this was coming from a tanked offering, and they've had this juice tanked from Stitzel Weller for around 20 years, which is kind of crazy to think, because the way that Kentucky works is that you have to pay taxes every year on aging spirits. So who knows if they were paying taxes on this for 20 years or if it was vatted. Do you not have to pay tax? Like, I have
no idea. That's for the accountants to figure out.
Yeah, exactly. But this is, again, a 17-year release, cask strength at 108.3 proof. This is barrel lot A1, and the price for this particular bottle is $600 for a 375.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised. I mean, Stitzel Weller is like it's like
creme de la creme.
It's the best of the best of whatever.
Which is weird. It's like it's the best of the best. And like, well, where is it now? It's like, oh, that it's gone because they couldn't stay in business. You know, it's one of those things that you look back on, like, is it the best? But maybe it's just because it's one of those things of
bad timing.
Well, if you can't have it, you want it even more, sort of thing.
I don't know. Everything I've had is pretty damn good.
So. Yeah. And there's something to be said about Dusties and how long it sat in the bottle. And you can go check out our last episode that we did, a past episode on Dusties, where we really dug into it. But let's go ahead and start reviewing this one. So on the nose.
I'm just amazed by the color. It's so dark. It comes in a vermouth bottle, and it can fool me that it's a vermouth. It's very, very dark.
Yes, it is. It's super, super dark. All right. So on to the nose here. Wow. Ooh. It's like dark cherry. I mean, this is like a Luxardo cherry, hard.
Yeah, and I guess some like lavender and like.
I like that. A little bit of honeysuckle.
Yeah, it's like a bath bomb. You know, you just sit in your bath and bubble bath and take up in all aromas. It's like aromatherapy.
This is like probably the second time I've ever used this. And it's like, if you could bottle up this scent and make it into a Yankee candle, I would buy one of these in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and then there's that oak note too that's there. But man, a lot of rich, just savory notes coming out.
For sure. Oh, man. All right, on to the taste.
There's that black cherry. Oak. Very pronounced. That oak is like really strong.
I almost get like a hint of a black licorice note in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some like everything I was describing in the bath bomb. It's kind of, you know, like floral, fruity, there's leather, there's that oak is pronounced. There's just like a lot going on. A little cola kind of action going on too.
There's definitely not a sweet oak character.
No.
It is like a heavy charred oak.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah, it's like a, I don't know, it, There's so much going on. I can't even describe it.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot going on. I think there's a lot of good flavors, deep, rich, intense. Again, that really strong oak characteristic is there. And I think that's what you get with a 17-year product. And again, it's been vatted for who knows how long. That shouldn't have any effect on more flavors, maybe just more marrying of flavors if it was a bunch of barrels put together. But
yeah, as I drink it, there's more and more coming out. It's like now I'm getting tropical fruits. I'm getting like a little lime. I'm getting like coconut. I don't know. There's like so much unfolding there. It's really good.
Okay. I see some of those more fruits in my second sip there too.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. This one's going to be easy.
There's just no, like, you can't say this is like something, like, this would be, like I said, put in a Yankee Candle. That's what I want to put.
Yep.
On the taste.
Sideways. No, I'm getting thumbs
up. I was like fake out there.
Yeah.
No way. And on the finish.
Thumbs up. It's all just lingering there. It's not like spicy or blow you away, but there's just so much like goodness sitting there. This is a Whiskey Geek's dream to be able to drink this.
I can't agree more. Yeah. And at a high price tag, I really hope you enjoy it because it's definitely a fantastic, fantastic bourbon.
Yep.
Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.